Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Wrestle Culture. So what? I'm still a wrestler. I got my 6 strikes and I don't need you, Dad. And guess what? I'm having more fun. I swear to fuck ton. I'm AEW tonight. I'm all right. I'm just fine. And you're a tool, Dad. So what? I am a wrestler. I do my wrestling. And I should have won the Rumble. I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture, joined by Phil James and Adam Cleary from What Culture to discuss all the goings on in wrestling this week. But before we get into it, if you're a fan of this sort of thing, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from for daily wrestling podcasts where we review Raw, SmackDown, NXT, AEW Dynamite, AEW Rampage, pay-per-views, premium live events. We have interviews, roundtable discussions, and a roundup of the week complete with a bloody good quiz, of course, on Wrestle Culture. As I said, though, joined by Phil and Cleary. I think it's fair to say, Phil, that this time last week, when we were doing it doesn't feel like a week ago, when we were doing the Royal Rumble preview, we wouldn't have sat here and said, I think Shane McMahon's going to return and be fired by this time next week.
Yeah, no one had Shane McMahon even in turning up at the Royal Rumble. Let alone,
for good reason.
For very good reason, let alone coming in, eliminating Kevin Owens, missing everyone else wildly with his punches, staying until the final goddamn 3, and then getting fired. I mean, what a week he's had.
Cleary?
Is that all true, is it?
That is all true.
It wasn't that I wasn't like madly popping for your intro song. I just was doing my Wordle at the same time.
So. Oh, I'm doing my Wordle today. I Googled good songs to listen to when you've been fired. And Pink's Excellent. So What came up.
Fair enough.
Yeah, so how much in the wrestling bubble are you right now? Because I always have to check this sometimes.
Oh, yeah, Adam Wilborn.
We're going to have one of those podcasts.
A blissful, blissful zero right now. Because normally the Rumble is one of those things that I just, regardless, I don't miss. Even when I had years away from the sport, never miss the Rumble. Always try and catch WrestleMania, but never, ever miss the Rumble. And I couldn't watch it live over the weekend. And obviously I came in on Monday to be told, do not waste your time.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never ever heard a Rumble described that way to me before. Like, they are both ridiculous. They're both pretty much the same match. Overbooked. So much like useful talent who could have been given a really good platform to sort of like, you know, either cement the last few months have had or give somebody a leg up here and there. Everybody just thrown like lambs to the slaughter to two part-timers who've been in the main event picture at WrestleMania before, along with some subplots, which are not the subplots that have been written into the wrestling narrative, but subplots of, you will not believe what's going on backstage as a result of all this. So now that I've been filled in on the Shane McMahon thing and all the other just absolute nonsense, yeah, not at all. Not at all.
Well, the thing is, like, I heard people say, these are the worst Rumbles ever. They're not the worst Rumbles
They're not the
ever.
Worst Rumbles ever.
I've heard they were the worst Rumbles ever.
I know we have a skewed perspective. We talked about this a lot on the night and in the sort of Fallout podcast, that when we do a stream, whatever happens, we're going to have a great time. But I will admit, on rewatching parts of it, it was just bloody dull, weren't they?
Yeah, like, we had fun on the night, but even, like, things that happened on the night, we still had absolutely no clue why this happened. Like, Sasha Banks going in first and then getting eliminated third and without doing any stories with any people in the entire match.
She was out third?
Yeah.
And everyone...
Was in, like, the not the first person to be eliminated.
The third person.
Not the second person to be eliminated, but the third person to be eliminated.
She was in the match for like 8 minutes.
It was.
Sasha Banks.
Shall I run through the order of elimination?
After returning on the SmackDown beforehand.
WCPW legend Melina.
Was first out.
First eliminated.
Right.
Second, Kelly. Third, Sasha Banks.
Right.
Fourth, Dana Brooke.
Who eliminated her?
Why don't you have a guess?
Liv Morgan.
No. Well, that would have been better.
No, because that would have maybe become a story.
Brie Bella.
No.
I'm trying to think who was in it. Nikki A.S.H.
Queen Zelina. Queen Zelina eliminated.
Well, she's
her only elimination.
She's a full-timer.
Bianca Belair. Bianca Belair. 47
I saw a post, yeah. She did 47 and a half minutes. Good for her.
Yeah.
Didn't win, though.
How many eliminations do you reckon she got on that
time? Two?
One.
One, okay.
Do you want to do your fact, your great fact from the night? Miz and Bad Bunny.
Oh, God, yeah, that was a good fact. That the Miz has now been in, is it 14?
Something like that.
I think it was either 14 before this one, or so it's either 14 or 15.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, because he wasn't in this one. So 14 Royal Rumbles. Okay. The Miz has been in 14 Royal Rumble matches.
Yeah.
He's eliminated two people. Bad Bunny has been in one. He's eliminated two people.
Bad Bunny was awesome.
I did hear, again, one of the narrative takeaways was that Bad Bunny was awesome. Not again because they
was brilliant.
Not because they booked a musician to look awesome in the Rumble, but just because the lowered expectations made him look absolutely incredible by comparison. Yeah,
I really enjoyed the time and effort that they've put into the Natalya and Aaliyah storyline. Aaliyah, she pinned Natalya in like 3.17 seconds. So obviously she's now got an Aaliyah 3:17 t-shirt.
That's actually really cool.
There you go. And so they had this big feud going into it where like Natalya's got loads of world records and
I'm a record
she
breaker.
Stole one from her.
Yeah.
And then they were like going to break records at the Royal Rumble. And the previous record for the quickest elimination was Liv Morgan.
Eight seconds. Yeah. Bags of time to beat that. You can do like 6 seconds and then you've still got time to, you know.
So they built this all up for like a month beforehand, at least. And then at the moment Natalya got into the Royal Rumble match, Aaliyah went to one corner, Natalya went completely to the other corner, and they just completely ignored each other. I think they punched each other maybe once, kind of accidentally, and then gave up on that and then moved on to someone else.
To be
they
fair,
didn't
though.
They eliminate each other.
Who eliminated, who eliminated Aaliyah?
Ivory.
Charlotte Flair. Ivory, by the way.
Ivory was amazing.
Another star of the show. She's 60.
Right.
I mean, that's just in and of itself is awesome.
Came out to the right
sense of theme hits. She walks down, cuts a promo walking down saying, "All I see here are lost girls. What have you done to yourselves, women?" Straight to confrontation with Rhea Ripley, who picks her up, continues cutting a promo, plonks her on the apron. She goes, "Don't you put your hands on me." Rhea Ripley just pushed her off the apron. Brilliant.
She's falling. She's still cutting a promo. She's lying on the floor outside. She's still cutting her promo. It was spectacular. And also in the men's Royal Rumble, what was the big story? Oh, the Mysterios going into that, where they're like, for weeks and weeks, they've been like, "Oh, Dad, you threw me over the top rope. Oh, you're such a joker." And then Dom throws Ray over the top rope, and he's like, "Oh, we're going to do that on the weekend. You're such a joker." They weren't even in the ring together at the same time.
Ray came in at 23, Dominic came in at 14. Dominic lasted about 3.5 minutes.
You know, the relationship I have with WWE now is like, it's like, imagine we worked in a really big office, like to the point where there was like departments, people we wouldn't even see. I know it's a big building and stuff, but it's not like people we don't ever see. Like, you never go down to the fourth floor, or you've never been up to like HR or anything like that. Like the relationship I now have with WWE is like some absolute nutcase who's just on a floor, like three or four below or above me. And every sort of couple of days, I speak to somebody who does go up there for some reason. And they're like, "Oh, you're not going to believe what they've done now. You're not going to believe what they've done." They came in, they had egg and fish sandwiches. Egg and fish. Egg and fish sandwiches. Then they put them in the microwave, right? So the whole office stank of egg and fish all day. And then they took one bite and slopped it all over the jumper. And I'm like, this can't be real. Why'd you put up with that every single day? Like, well, it's my job.
Yeah, it was just.
Yeah, it was questionable.
Do you want to?
Just out of interest, which Rumble was the egg sandwich and which Rumble was the fish sandwich?
But I've seen people disagree as to which was the worst Rumble.
Yeah, it's an impressive when you actually have to fight over which one was the worst one. I don't know which one was the worst one. The men's at least had Bad Bunny, but the women's had Ivory. So, you know, they both
Johnny Knoxville
something.
Going
Johnny Knoxville
full.
Was really good fun.
Johnny Knoxville trying to take AJ Styles' lower jaw off, I've seen.
The fun parts of both of the matches were kind of probably for the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
Like, Bad Bunny, he shouldn't be the highlight of a Royal Rumble
Kofi's non-elimination elimination.
Kofi
that?
Screwing up his elimination. You know, he does his thing where he
every
gets
year.
Thrown out. He may have gone a little bit overboard this year, to be fair to him.
Credit to him for trying. Like he talked about really on social
trying.
Media.
He was doing it, so he was on the outside of the ring, and he like jumped up to the top rope to like springboard into the ring. But when he got to the top rope, KO pushed him pretty much as hard as he could. So Kofi flew to try and land on the barricade, except he kind of missed his landing, slammed his sternum into the top of the barricade, and then his feet kind of slammed onto the floor. And then he tried to like scramble up it and pretend like his feet.
Pat McAfee was like, did his feet touch? I'm not too sure. And then just showed a replay, and they were like, yeah.
Yep, definitely. You're out. And that was that.
Do you want to talk about
that? Was Kofi's moment over.
Do you want to talk Marty Molly or no?
No.
I will say every positive thing I've heard about this Rumble does not involve a full-time WWE performer.
Oh, no.
And in most cases, even someone whose primary source of income is wrestler.
There was one very darkly funny moment, and that was the return of Sarah Logan. Great to see her back. They had a lovely moment. Sarah Logan's in the ring, obviously, her riot squad. Her and Liv Morgan, they look at each other, they smile, tears fill their eyes. They don't turn on each other. They're not that sort of people. There's a lovely moment. Then the Bellas go, get them out of our ring. And then they do the loser sign whilst they're just laying on the floor. Both of them out in like Sarah Logan lasted 43 seconds, according to my statistics here.
This is the thing. Even I can't even approach this from a business perspective because like I know you've got like, you've got your Ivories who are 60. You will utilize one or two people as a bit
Of course. It's part of the rumble.
Their part of the thing is the pop when they come out. There's not much they're going to contribute to the overall match.
Awesome. Ray shouting,
I did see that. I did see that as well. Like, you've got like some people that their entire thing is the pop that they're just there.
Yeah.
Like, it's what Johnny Knoxville's for example. Yeah. Like, it was what Drew Carey was for example. It's just like, huh, no way. Oh my God.
It and then crazy.
The joke lasts a minute, 2 minutes at most, so they don't get ring time.
Yeah.
They've decimated their rosters. Like, obviously, the whole reason we have two Royal Rumbles is because they stuffed them so full that they were like, well, we're just going to have to. We've got 45 women on. We're going to have to do a Rumble now. They haven't necessarily, certainly wrong, they certainly haven't got lean rosters by any stretch of the imagination, but it's quite difficult for them to fill two Rumbles with people who have nothing else going on ahead of WrestleMania, right? Sarah Logan is not some 55-year-old Hall of Fame, had a run 20 years ago type, right? She's a wrestler. She can do lots of wrestling. She's someone who could, if you needed to, do 15, 20 minutes in a Rumble. What is the just... Also, I will say, this is no disrespect to Sarah Logan. She's not somebody who, when her music hits, everyone's going to lose their mind that Sarah Logan's in the Rumble. As you said, it's a nice moment. It's nice to see her. But that's only because of the way the company treated her that she's now doing it all anyway. But what is the point? What is the point of getting someone like Sarah Logan back to do a really quick 40-second spot? Why is that worth her time, and why is it worth their money?
Because they gave Michelle McCool like half an hour.
And they're just like, give him something, then take it away. Give him the take it away.
But like, she doesn't, where was the Rumble this year?
It was in St.
Louis.
St. Louis. I don't think Sarah Logan lives in St. Louis.
No.
And as American, America's absurd.
In the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, America's absurd, so it'll be a day's travel
Louisville,
there and back.
Kentucky. Oh, that's where she's born, sorry.
What is the point? What is the point in any of that? I don't get it. Like, just give her 5 minutes, give her 10 minutes, let her wrestle for a bit. Like, I don't get it. Surely, if you want somebody to do a 40-second spot before they get eliminated by the Bellas, just use some trainee. I don't understand it at all. Like, Sarah Logan is, again, with all due respect to her, not like, she's not a needle mover. It's not a big social media moment. It's not something people are going to go crazy about. It's going to have the exact same effect as if you just pluck somebody out of the crowd. Well, maybe, all right, maybe it's going a bit far. Not the same. Obviously, again, like I say, it is a lovely moment, and you can do stuff with that. But what's the point in having a 40-second lovely moment? It's not your wedding night.
So, speaking of which, a lot of mums were in this room, which was lovely.
Yeah. Wait, what?
So...
Sorry, are you announcing something?
No. You have to do the deed to become a mum, I'm fairly certain. Anyway,
are you announcing something else now?
Absolutely not. I've just discovered through looking on Sarah Logan's Wikipedia page, her and Raymond Rowe, Eric from the Viking Raiders, of course, had a child last year. Congratulations.
Little baby
to them.
Viking.
Do you know what it's called?
Oh, God.
Vince
Thor.
Well, I tell you, it's called Raymond Rowe. But here's the twist. What's his middle name? According to Wikipedia, of course.
Raymond. Ooh.
Whoa.
Row. I wouldn't.
Row. I wanted to say something about boats.
Is it row?
Be the wrong place.
Raymond row your boat.
It's not something I would have guessed.
I have no idea.
Raymond Cash Row. Cash is your middle name.
Cool.
Good stuff.
Death.
Death would have been.
Raymond Death Row.
Yeah.
The thing I think about the Rumble is I'm not actually that bothered that it was Brock and Ronda that won. because I think that does set up two genuine, huge WrestleMania main events. I think you're right. It could have been used to elevate other people. Riddle was a name that
but
was
suggested. But it's not so much the hearing about the winners that, like, got me. Like, yeah, as you say, that sets up two really unpredictable, like, really awesome WrestleMania main event matches. But you can do that. You can have Brock Lesnar win the Royal Rumble without having Shane McMahon in the final three. And you can have Ronda Rousey win the Women's Royal Rumble without eliminating Sasha Banks in 5 minutes.
Well, you mentioned Brock Lesnar there, obviously winning the Royal Rumble, which, as we all know, guarantees you a shot at a world title at WrestleMania. Do you know what Brock Lesnar's doing in the Elimination Chamber?
You've got a title match?
Fighting for a world title. Yeah. Oh, okay. He's in the chamber.
But the other world title.
The other one. WWE.
You don't think
Rocky Two Belts.
That's what he said. He's going to do title for title with Roman at WrestleMania. It does actually look stacked, that chamber match.
The chamber match does.
I will say, really good. If you're going to... I mean, I know it's a very different Roman Reigns now. Although they did recently do a Brock Lesnar thing with them. I don't really know how else you add, like, something interesting into this if it's not title for title.
Mm. Yeah. See if Cleary can guess the chamber match.
Oh, yeah. Can you want to guess who's in the chamber? So you probably know Bobby Lashley's WWE champion. Brock
Is this
Lesnar.
The one that's in...
Saudi.
Right, yeah.
So that might narrow it down slightly.
Two of the six.
So we've got Brock and
Bobby.
Bobby Lashley.
Yeah.
Dominic Mysterio.
No.
If only.
Anyone from the right to center. Jamal Khashoggi.
It was Seth freaking Rollins, who was right. Just fighting for the Universal title, but he got put in because Roman screwed him because he choked him out and wouldn't break the hold. Austin Theory. Right. His little pet project.
Yeah, got it, yeah.
Both of those two men possibly changed from the direction they were going in on, let's just say, Sunday. Riddle and AJ Styles. There's an argument. There's an argument to be made. Good Almost match. Anyone in that match could leave with the world title. It's not going to be Austin Theory. But
we're also going to get a little bit of Riddle versus Brock Lesnar, which is going to be quite entertaining.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Imagine just Brock in a pod as well.
With Riddle.
Just pacing about going... Let me out. I'm going to kill all of you.
So is you'd say that's interesting? Would you?
I think there's an argument to be made that five of the six could have the world title.
Could have said yes.
Yes. Bobby Lashley.
I think it's more fun.
And this is that wrestling you're into then, is it, Adam Wilborn? This is good, is it?
Like, I think it's going to be a fun match with those people involved. Whether it's interesting... Another matter because it's probably just going to be Brock that wins it, and then that's it. Move on to Mania.
Everything you've just said
but
there
is going to be fun.
Everything you've just said there, Phil. Could you not apply 1 week hence to the Royal Rumble?
Oh yeah.
100%. Oh, I don't think it's going to be whatever, but it's going to be with those men involved. It's going to be excellent. I think Brock's just going to win, and he's going to be wanting to WrestleMania. And I hear from multiple sources that was. Hang on, let me just check my messages here. Dog shit. So,
do you think Shane was in this match a few days ago?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because the whole thing is he was...
He's dead now, isn't he? What's
allegedly producing...
He swam his way out of WWE.
Allegedly producing that Rumble match. So what we got was a watered-down version because he got
he
angry.
He produced himself to third place in the Rumble.
So I'll come in. Matt, isn't it? It's Matt, yeah. You're UFC guy, aren't you? Well, I'll outstrike you, obviously.
Yeah. Kevin Owens,
Super kick
been
me.
A champ and stuff, haven't you? Yeah. I'm going
to
throw you out.
You super kick me. I'll obviously just shake that off due to my superior jiu-jitsu background or whatever. Sorry, jiu-jitsu background. And then I'll probably chuck you out. We'll get rid of Bad Bunny. Out you go. And then people think, oh, God, final three. He probably said final two, didn't he? I almost guarantee they went... Vince is there, or Brock. You know, Brock was obviously allegedly helped book it, and he's like, "All right, who we got left in around?" There's like five people left. He's like, "Well, I'll get rid of Riddle because I'll get rid of Bad Bunny, obviously." And then Shane's there, like, and he's like, "Obviously, me and Drew will be the end." And he's like, "What? Well, we got a bit of history, but what about like who's the hardest out of the two of us?" The fact that it's honestly the maddest. Like when the story broke on what was it? Wednesday?
That he was actually fired?
Yeah.
Yeah, on Wednesday.
Does everybody... I know I've seen a lot of the coverage of this and just general people are losing their minds. Like the amount of control Shane McMahon had over this match and the way he was putting himself over in it and the way he was booking it all about himself. Has everybody missed that Shane McMahon is Vince McMahon's son? Like, is that... Do people just think it's a coincidence, the name?
I can't...
Sorry, no. I want to explore this for a second. He grew up in that house with that man as his father. Like his primary male role model for his entire life, mm-hmm. not just like recently, like his entire life was Vince McMahon. Also, every time he did anything wrong, and there had to be a morality tale, Vince McMahon would give it to him. Every time there was some critical moment of his personal development, Vince McMahon was there.
And not only that, he grew up in wrestling locker rooms.
Yeah. So why is anybody... Surely the surprise is that this is the first time we've ever heard anything like this. Like, surely the surprise is that he gets into these big WrestleMania matches, or the put against The Undertaker, or the put against AJ Styles. And normally, he gets his ass kicked.
Yeah.
Normally, he goes there to provide, like, he's normally happy to put the other guy over. Don't get me wrong. In the process of somehow Shane McMahon nearly beat this professional wrestler. Yes.
He did give Roman Reigns his first pinfall loss after he came back from the...
Yeah,
and he is the greatest in the world.
Yes. But in the grand scheme of things, you know, he put Steve Blackman over, he put The Undertaker over, he got, you know, there was all the invasion stuff where eventually he lost all of that. Like, surely the surprise is just this is the first time we've heard about Shane McMahon trying to book himself to go strike for strike with former UFC guys.
Normally so really good on the cell, like making noises like this.
I just can let that hang. I can't believe you put that on the soundboard.
We also got some great news as well, though. We're getting Lita's first singles match in, I think, over a decade.
That's good news, yeah.
Against Becky Lynch at the Chamber. That should be good fun. That'd be good. Fair. I mean, yeah. Becky's winning, obviously.
Well, presume so, unless they want to reheat it for Mania.
Well, exactly. Well, who do you think, after they described Charlotte Flair versus Ronda Rousey as an appetizer, she's going to pick tonight on SmackDown?
Yeah.
It does feel like WWE are going like, you know when you're like, parents go like, you're going to eat, I'm going to leave that on your plate, and you're going to eat it eventually. Yeah. They're like, Charlotte versus Ronda, one-on-one at WrestleMania, Brock versus Roman, you're going to like it, and you're going to have it at some point. Even
you're not
going
to have the nice things until you finish this one.
5 years later, finish Ronda versus Charlotte!
Yeah, you do realise that if this was like, obviously, that Charlotte-Ronda feud got a lot of blowback because people felt they were being force-fed it. Roman versus Brock sort of had a lot of feedback because people felt like they were being force-fed it. I would argue right now both of those matches are probably more appealing now than they have ever been.
Yes.
Yeah, and all it took was for Roman to go heel, shock horror, to have a run as like an actually engaging character, Brock to go away for ages and lighten up, Ronda Rousey to go away for ages and for everyone to just forget about the horrible things she says and thinks, and for Charlotte Flair to lose her mind and fall out with the company completely. So all it took was for all four of them to go in the exact opposite direction that the company was trying to put them in the past couple of years, for us to go, oh yeah, you know what, actually, yeah, I'll watch that. Sure, why not?
The only problem with the Ronda thing is that, yes, her versus Charlotte will be a very, very good match at WrestleMania, and it is WrestleMania worthy, but her versus Becky is right there. And we didn't get it properly last time.
As much as they're saying, we'll do that next WrestleMania.
We'll
will you?
Yeah.
Will you?
They also need to not script Ronda Rousey, or at least try to change this presentation, because it didn't go down too well on Monday.
No.
There was quite a lot of piped-in crowd noise.
Guess who else might be making a comeback?
Quite natural.
Oh, God, at this stage. Test?
Goldberg's coming back.
Oh, right. Just sorry, if to bring Goldberg back, like to do what, do you think?
The theory Andy posited to me on the news today, which I actually do quite like, is Goldberg versus Roman in Saudi.
Right.
To keep him busy whilst Brock's killing people in the Elimination Chamber. Which, as long as Roman wins, you've actually got a bit of a story there, I suppose.
Yeah, so long as one of them doesn't call Spear and they both get a little bit confused.
Oh, you and I were meant to face off at WrestleMania whenever it was, a year and a half, 2 years ago. And just Goldberg loses in 5 minutes, preferably.
Right. Does it feel to anybody else here like the kind of matches they're booking? Very much sort of like the series finale of WWE. Like they're doing all the stuff they've always wanted to do, but we as idiots have never, ever let them. Do you get maybe the impression that the Raw after Mania, they'll just come out and be like, that's it. That's it. We've had enough, to be honest.
I don't know
if anybody noticed, we actually ran out of ideas about 7 or 8 years ago. So we're just actually, we've got loads of money. So that's it.
I think Vince McMahon's going to come out in a gold suit because they had $1 billion they made.
That's honestly, if they wanted to kill AEW in a stroke, right? Genuinely, they come out and say, "Well, we're not. That's it. what I'm doing. We're finished now. Completed it. So all of a sudden, Tony Khan, like, absolutely, you know, tooted up the back of his throat. All of a sudden, has the entire WWE roster available to sign. His head would explode. His literally head would pop. Both be one ball at a time, and then his head, and you just find him in a chair.
It's been quite a roller coaster over in AEW, hasn't it, as well, for the last few days.
What's going on?
We got Brian Kendrick!
Is that still going?
Oh, no, we don't.
Nope, change of plan, it's Willie Uter.
Is that AEW's thing still? Is that a thing?
Still going, that's good.
Have they had any shows lately?
A couple.
They had some big ones, yeah. CM Punk had his first and second losses in AEW this week.
Oh, from... what was it? CM Punk from the Cena match.
Indeed.
Yes, I remember. He was good.
Got choked out by MJF. That's one win.
Obviously. MJF from WCPW MJF.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Oh, did we had...
Benji beat him.
Yeah. The guy we had in Sunderland that time.
Yeah. Didn't win the briefcase.
And he's...
So I guess this means that Benji is better than CM Punk.
So he's now... Sorry, he's now working like old WWE guys. That's cool. That's good for him. That's nice.
He ended...
Like a Legends promotion.
Yeah.
He ended Punk's undefeated streak, Punk's undefeated streak.
You can say Punk's, it's not his real name.
And why wasn't he given 5 stars? I don't.
Dave Meltzer's an idiot.
I don't care about star ratings 99% of the time, right? But what's he got against Maxwell? Because the Darby Allin match was 5 stars without question. It was the best match on that entire show.
Yeah.
And this was
easy 5 stars, if not more.
What did you give it, like 4.25?
4.25 stars. Bias that Dave Meltzer.
But it was a spectacular. If people haven't seen it.
Lads, can I just offer a theory here?
Go on. Those theories.
That life is fleeting and all matter in the universe is decaying and we are but a blink of a fraction of a tiny, insignificant second of an existence in an endless universe. And you're telling me that you should have given it some extra stars?
You should, yeah.
It was genuinely amazing. I've watched it twice.
It was absolutely brilliant. I think it's my favourite Punk match?
I think it might be his match of the year for me so far. But apparently,
4.25
for Dave.
If ever there was a time when you realise it's just another man's opinion.
Yeah.
And he's just not a fan of MJF and CM Punk.
My favourite news story of the week, though, wasn't the surreal news. And by the way, for anyone saying, oh, why are you making fun of Shane McMahon losing his job? Because, spoiler alert, the quiz is about Shane McMahon.
Of course.
Right. But people saying, oh, why are you making fun of Shane McMahon? I'll tell you why.
He's a millionaire.
He's a millionaire.
Yeah.
Like everyone else has to, you know, go capping and somewhere else. Indies, AEW, yep. MLW, Impact, wherever they go.
Yeah, he's a millionaire.
He's a millionaire. So he'll be fine.
He's not even, I was going to say there are no good millionaires, but not even a good millionaire. He's a born-into-wealth millionaire. Yep. So nothing is bad enough.
He's a trust fund millionaire.
He's a trust fund millionaire.
My favourite thing about all this is the news report today as well. The WWE people have, quote, warned Tony Khan not to sign Shane McMahon. Like did they really need to do that?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's genius. That's genius. Oh, like, don't you go... honestly, just a friendly word from me to you. Don't go signing Shane McMahon. That would be so bad for us if you did that. That would look... Oh, my... We wouldn't know what... Please don't sign him, Mr. Khan. Oh, no. I think if you did that, we'd have to shut down tomorrow.
Yeah.
Could you imagine Shane McMahon in AEW, though?
It would be
absolutely incredible.
Yes, I can.
Love every second of it.
Yes, I can.
Running all over the place.
Yes, I can imagine.
Get him in UFC.
UFC.
Against... Allow me to just elevate that idea.
Prove it.
Let me take that idea from 4.25 stars to 5 for you there. Get Shane McMahon in UFC against his will.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love.
Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Well, let us know your thoughts on everything we've discussed there on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. But enough of all this, it's now time for a
Bloody
Good Quiz. And this week's quiz is brought to you by IA.
I've got it.
The Wordle.
I've done my Wordle.
How many?
Four.
What's good? Four solid.
I do them all in four, mate. I do them all in four. No twos yet. A couple of threes. Almost entirely fours. Then like one or two fives, one or two sixes. Oh, it's silly. I'll just say this. Just a bit of political commentary by on the whole Wordle thing. They've gone soft, I think, since the news of the New York Times takeover, mm-hmm. when there was a lot of people like me were like, yeah, fair play to the lad, go get your money, I'm not bothered, I don't care that everything has to be, mm-hmm. you know, everything has to be monetizable in the end, that's just how it is. I mean, the reason the three of us are
welcome
all like...
Welcome to capitalism.
Yeah, we're all clickbait millionaires for this exact reason. Indeed. Everything has to be monetizable. So I wasn't bothered about it, but I do think they're aware that there is a degree of bad press and are deliberately not having controversial words, double letters, American spellings. They're keeping it really basic right now so nobody gets annoyed at them. And I'm just going to say...
They dropped a moist the other day.
Yeah, but moist is no double letter. No, you know what I mean? Enough. It's not a controversial spelling. It's just a regular regulation five-letter word. But I will say, I'm not soft, mate. Just give us a challenge again.
That bring on the adieus. Double letter.
The first day of double letter threw me. Oh, that really upset my mum, you know. Everything. That really upset my mum. Because she just couldn't get... She tried everything. And then it was obviously a double... I didn't...
What was it, like tarot or something?
It was like... I don't know what it was now, but I didn't know you could have it.
Should we start a Wordle podcast?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
we just do the Wordle.
We've already conquered the wrestling podcast game, so.
It's just us three doing Wordle.
It's just you doing more work is what you're proposing here.
Well, I should say this is not only just Wrestle Culture and the hashtag Bloody Good Quiz. I always forget to say this, boys. This is the award-winning Wrestle Culture with the award-winning Bloody Good Quiz.
Yes, exactly.
Need to write that down. Keep forgetting. Anyway, this week's quiz is brought to you by IA Jones 2.
I love it when he's telling you a story, Phil, and he already starts laughing during the naming part. You know it's good.
Well, yes.
Oh, you couldn't even get it out.
If you want your name associated with the hashtag Bloody Good Quiz, all you need to do is subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on iTunes or Spotify and leave us a nice review on there. Although I'm still not quite sure how to get the Spotify reviews, but working on it.
Figure it out. Are we not boycotting Spotify like everyone else is?
Oh, yeah, because of the whole... Yeah. Joni Mitchell.
I'll tell you what, I'll have a look. I'll see what percentage of our downloads come from Spotify, and then I'll decide.
Okay, fair enough. IA Jones 2 writes, normally, this podcast is one of the most insightful podcasts on wrestling. They analyze segments excellently, but still find a way to have me smiling and laughing like an idiot while out running errands.
Sorry, I just wanted to... That normally feels pregnant, yep. Doesn't it?
Definitely something coming.
Recently, though, I find myself skipping episodes if AEW has even one back segment, because I know it'll just be upsetting to listen to. This past week, I was shocked because what I thought was an excellent AEW episode that had me on a high forced me to skip three of these podcast episodes in a row, hearing how awful the episode was in the first few minutes. This was a couple of weeks back, and it was rubbish, Dynamite.
And now he has to hear it again.
Perhaps Simon Miller can host a seminar with everyone about positivity.
Oh, here we go.
Or at least on negative hyperbole. Wrestling fans seem to be pretty toxic on the internet, and stuff like this isn't helping. I will happily amend this review to 5 stars when/if the exaggerated negativity disappears. Otherwise, it's going to be an unsubscribe from me.
Can you imagine Sidgwick in a Simon Miller-led positivity training session?
Do you know what? I can't imagine that, but when you say imagine it, all I can imagine is the money the video would make.
No. It is, they're the yin and yang, aren't they, really?
Yeah.
It's...
Hey, AEW just hurt Sidgwick. You know, he's loved him so much, so hard for so long now, that when they turn against him,
IA Jones 2, I would suggest, if you haven't done so already, check out our AEW Dynamite review from this week, because we're incredibly positive about that opener. You know, Wheeler Yuta stepping in at the last minute and putting on a banger with Moxley, and then Bryan Danielson comes in, and there's this weird relationship being built.
And that wonderful Brandi Rhodes.
Then maybe
thing.
Skip, yeah, maybe skip about 20 minutes then, because we are just two-footed on Brandi Rhodes and what's his name from American Top Team. And then the AHFO segment. And then back to positivity. So just skip out like 20 minutes and you'll be absolutely fine.
Or check out Outside.
Anyway, can you guess what this week's quiz is about?
So shame, man. You already took. That's 1 point each. That's 1 point each.
Okay, fair enough. Usual rules of pie. Ten.
A pie.
A pie. A pie.
Do we win a pie?
A pie. Usual rules. Has he baked him in a pie?
I went to Red House and the pies aren't the same.
They've ruined Red House.
What?
They've got new pies.
What, different supplier?
Yeah.
Not the place in Amble. No. Why?
No idea, but they're like not even close.
When did this happen?
It's really sad.
Don't know,
but we went last night.
Dead
House. It's over.
It's not the same. It's just not the same.
Okay.
So 10 questions.
I wasn't busy. So
shout your name. Wait for me to come to you. Do you want the Shane McMahon noise or just the yes and no for this?
Just the yes and no.
Okay, fair enough. 10 questions. Multiple choice. Shout your name. Wait for me to come to you. All about Shane McMahon. Ready? Okay, question number one.
How many gallons does he sweat in one man?
Honestly, I tried to find out I wanted to know what belt he is. No one could, I couldn't find it anywhere.
Looks about 38 at the minute.
What belt he is in jiu-jitsu. So question number one. Which of these people did not train Shane McMahon, according to Wikipedia? Oh, sorry, yeah, I always get this. I'll move the laptop slightly.
Is it one, Stevie Wonder? Is it two?
Al Snow, Sergeant Slaughter, Jake the Snake Roberts, or Randy Savage?
Adam.
Three of those people did train him.
Adam. So which one didn't?
Yeah.
Al Snow.
No, dear, that's wrong.
He trains everyone.
Yeah, I just thought if you were reaching for a trainer answer.
Yeah. What were the other ones?
Sergeant Slaughter.
Stevie Wonder. The hate preacher Abu Hamza with hook for a hand.
Or Randy Savage.
Michael Phelps.
Ooh, I'm going to go Jake the Snake.
Yay!
He hasn't seen these. Don't look at me like that. Question two. At what pay-per-view did Shane McMahon first referee at?
Oh, I know this.
Is it the Royal Rumble, Survivor Series, SummerSlam, or WrestleMania?
Bill. Why not? SummerSlam.
No, dear, that's wrong.
He did referee at WrestleMania, but I think he did it at Survivor Series first. So I'm going to say Survivor Series, and then you can tell me it was actually WrestleMania.
Yay!
Oh!
1989.
Hey! Good for me.
Question three. He's got a lot of celebrity mates, Shane McMahon. Has he? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I always find that
weird. That trainer collection. But like, I hope so.
You're always, when you see people like Shane McMahon, I always find it weird that they've got any mates, because if they've got any mates, why aren't his mates telling him this is what this looks like?
Have you never seen the Mean Street Posse?
Yeah.
Well, he's got friends.
That was an angle, wasn't it? You never hear from them anymore, though, do you?
So Shane once suggested which celebrity could be his tag team partner.
God.
Is it LL Cool J, Mark Wahlberg, Ludacris, or Justin Timberlake?
Have you made up three of these?
Yep.
Amazing.
Oh, man.
I don't think you would have made up Justin Timberlake. I think that seems too... Adam, Justin Timberlake...
No, dear, no. That's wrong.
I thought that seemed too lofty to make, like, want to make up. Like, yeah. Oh, that's ridiculous. I might as well say, like,
Cher.
Obama.
Yeah.
What were the other ones? LL Cool J.
Mark Wahlberg or Ludacris?
Phil, the obvious answer is Mark Wahlberg because he's a dweeb as well, but Ludacris is funnier.
Yeah, but Shane McMahon. I'm going to go LL Cool J.
Yay!
Do you know what? Everybody here knows what LL Cool J stands for, don't you?
What's that?
Well, LL Cool J, what it stands for?
What does it stand for?
Ladies Love Cool James. Do you know, that's a fact. That's a fact. That's a fact. Ladies Love Cool James.
He made a special guest appearance on, is it NCIS or one of them? CSI or whatever it is. Shane McMahon, yeah.
I missed that. Wow. Wait, I've done loads of wrestling appearances in television lists over the years. Why is that one not in
it? I don't think in the episode was he the Coast to Coast.
Sorry, was he the cause of death? The person drowned?
But yeah, maybe that's some weekend viewing for us all. Question four. According to the internet, What is Shane McMahon's net worth? Is it 20 million, 50 million, 75 million, or $100 million?
Well, they're all evenly spaced.
Bill.
Ooh. Okay.
They like round numbers on these terrible, terrible websites, so I'll go 50 million.
No, dear, that's wrong.
Adam, 75 million.
No, dear, that's wrong.
I finally got both of you with a numbers-based question. $100 million, apparently.
Wow.
Of course.
Wow. I don't know if that includes his shoe collect. Wow. What is it with shoe stuff? I don't get it.
Like, I think he waits outside of stores.
But I just, like, you've got some nice shoes.
I've got some really nice shoes, man, yeah.
But you haven't got, like, a room full of nice shoes.
No, I've got, like... I've flat full.
No,
I've got like under my wardrobe, there's a little shoe rack, yeah, which has, I would say, 8 pairs of shoes on it. Which I don't think is an excessive. It's like a couple of pairs of trainers, some smart shoes, some running shoes. I don't think it's an excessive amount.
What would you say is an inappropriate number of shoes for
I think double figures is inappropriate.
Yeah.
And that include wellies?
Wellies aren't shoes.
Okay.
Like you still go on your feet. I'd class wellies.
Are
sock shoes, Phil?
No, because you do wear socks outside.
Sometimes if I'm nipping to the bin just to put up some recycling, and I do wear socks outside. So does that count?
You're a scruff, though.
Yeah. Anyway, $100 million.
I've seen your shoes.
Yeah.
That story checks out as far as I'm concerned.
My shoes are
socks
very
even.
May as well just
one pair of smart shoes. One pair of, like, shoes to go in the garden.
I still, do you
shoes
know what?
I've got on my feet.
I bring this up to total strangers. When we did the New York show, I still, to this day, I think the most deranged outfit I've ever seen a human being wear is your bright purple Titus O'Neil, your beige chinos, and smart brown shoes.
Yes.
It's comfortably the most clashing, uncoordinated outfit I've ever seen another human wear.
This is what happens when Louise isn't there to dress me.
I couldn't get it like, right, all right, Titus O'Neil wrestling t-shirt. Yeah, perfect. Fits the occasion. It's America. You just want a t-shirt.
We're
the wrestling thing. You love Titus O'Neil. Got it. Beige chinos. Okay, probably not what I'd wear with a wrestling t-shirt.
Smart, I'm just going for a smart bottom half.
Very much David Cameron trying to appeal to the youth vote is beige chinos, right? Politician trying to look young is beige chinos. But all right, fair enough. They're casual enough. Then the smart brown pointy winkle pickers. They were the worst kind. If they'd been a dark brown, you could have maybe got away with them with the chinos. But they were this light, like, baby poo brown. With a purple t-shirt?
And I also nearly...
But what? No, don't look at him. Why did you have smart shoes on for that?
I don't remember. I genuinely don't.
Why smart shoes?
Why did you take smart shoes to America?
Because I think it was one of those ones where I've got... You know, I grew up when you're like 18.
No, you didn't.
Like, I've gone, well, yeah, clearly. And you're like, well, I better dress smart, otherwise they might not let me in. For some reason, I'm 30-odd going, well, they might not let me in to our own show at Stand Up New York. I don't remember. I don't really. But I also know that I almost wasn't able to see at that, because that was the show where...
Well, because the shoes are cut off the blood supply when your legs up.
Because... You know, we did it and, like, Miller opened, then you got the tough spot of following Miller.
Yeah, but I leaned in at the tough spot.
Yeah, exactly.
It was fine.
And then it was like Jules was there, and then we had a break. And we did the spot where I ran on and tackled Jules.
I was just thinking about that today, the Bret Hart spot.
Yeah, this close, like, hair's breadth from snapping my glasses, and I wouldn't have been able to see. I'd have been there going, question six, I don't know.
Just like, it's all right, that wouldn't happen. We've just got some other idiot to present the quiz. It's not hard.
Not now.
It's hard doing the answers.
Not now. I've got my sound machine. No one can take me away.
Come on, we got...
These nuts.
God, these nuts.
God damn it.
What's the score?
Just doesn't matter.
Those 2-1 to Phil.
2-1 to Phil, I think.
Okay, question 5. Who did Shane McMahon lose the WWF Hardcore title to? Is it Crash Holly, Raven, Steve Blackman, or Al Snow?
Adam, Steve Blackman.
Hi. Oh, that still works.
Yay!
good job it wasn't incorrect, because then you would have heard.
Well, looks like we've had enough.
Let's move on.
It's time.
Come on.
Okay. For the main event.
Yep. Good. Right. Come on.
Egg.
God damn it. We should never have bought you this.
Keep me from the pub, yeah.
Right. 2 each, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, halfway. Perfect. Okay. Question 6. According to the first website I clicked on when I Googled this, how far did Shane McMahon fall in his match against Steve Blackman at SummerSlam? I had a different answer written down from a previous Shane McMahon quiz, but
Well, it'll be the kayfabe answer, won't it? And it'll be the actual distance.
Is it 25 feet, 40 feet, 55 feet, or 70 feet?
Adam.
I think Adam was just first.
25 feet.
No, dear, that's wrong.
That's Steve Blackman one.
You reckon?
Yeah, 100%.
She's just not... Oh, I mean, obviously it is. Bobby, for me to dispute the answer.
If it's kayfabe one, I'm pretty sure they said 70-something in kayfabe. So I'm going to go with 70-something one.
No, dear, that's wrong. 40.
It's 40.
40.
I had 50 written down somewhere. So maybe it's 40.
Using feet as a measurement is always dead misleading. Like, it sounds enormous. But, like, 40 feet is just, like, five people standing on top of each other's shoulders. Mm. Like, it's not... They always say feet to make it sound incredible, but it's never actually that much. Anyway, I'm still wrong.
Why is it a foot when it's as not... And it's bigger than your foot?
They measure horses in hands.
Feet were bigger back in the day.
Yeah, that's it. Feet are bigger back in the day.
Feet have gotten shorter.
You got a journalism for that? You're going to be joking me!
I'm kind of glad they turned down that spot in the Rumble. Speaking of which, I feel a bit guilty here because...
Because I invited you and Phil in my home during the week and then you went for Red House without me.
No, because
no,
this
okay.
next question is about the Rumble and only one of you's watched it. So...
Well, that's all right.
Who lasted longer than Shane McMahon in the 2022 Rumble? So three of
in
these...
In terms of time?
Yes. In term, three of these four didn't. And Shane McMahon. Rick Boogs! Bad Bunny, Omos, or Randy Orton? Three of those four didn't. Which one did? Who did last longer than Shane McMahon?
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Well,
so
I can't remember how long Boogs was in there for.
Boogs in it?
Boogs was in there.
That's nice.
Oh, do you remember? He did this amazing spot. Oh, I forgot about this. He did this amazing spot with, I don't know, maybe Dolph or Chad or someone like that. Got him up, you know how ridiculously strong he is. Did not just press slam, but like did push-ups with them, right? And then threw him out. We didn't see that though, did we, Phil? Because he did push-ups with him and he went, oh, time to show Sheamus and Happy Corbin having a fight in the corner.
You
no
know
one
when
moving.
They're doing that thing where they're trying to get people over because they're just killing time?
Yeah.
He cut to that.
What else did he miss?
Loads of things. He missed entrances. He missed a couple of eliminations.
Missed Edge's spear when he first came back 2 years ago, yeah.
He missed big moves. He missed a lot. He had a night. He had a bad night.
What chance, Phil?
Phil.
As bad a night as his life.
The one that wasn't Boogs, Bunny, or Randy Orton?
Omos.
It's going to be my guess, that.
No, dear, that's wrong.
Boogs.
No, dear, that's wrong.
It's Bad Bunny. Orton, Omos, and Boogs. Not lasting long as Shane. And Shane was that lasted by Bad Bunny. Bad Bunny deserved to last longer than him, to be fair.
Hey, way more than Shane.
And Randy Orton, hometown boy. In you coming for 2.5 minutes, boy. See
bye,
you bye. Bye. Right, is that still two each?
Two each.
Three to go. Shane McMahon interrupts Stephanie McMahon receiving that weird McMahon award thing. His WWE return, has how many views on YouTube?
Loves these ones.
5 million.
When he can't think of any other better questions.
11 million. You wait till this last question, Phil. Honestly, this last question.
Adam.
Wait a second. What?
11 million.
No, dear, that's wrong.
5 million. 11 million.
Yeah, say 11 million.
14 million. Or 18 million.
I think it's 14, Phil.
No, dear,
two
that's wrong.
Two and the number's going. Get in. Who's the real winner? This guy.
You realize what you're doing here?
What?
You're showing your new tell. You've got a new tell, and you're now showing it.
Enjoy
it just takes us a while to learn, that's it.
No more numbers games in this, though. So.
Was it 18?
It was 18.
Wow.
Question 9.
I've got to admit, did quite like that when they got repurposed. So Vince McMahon just has the word Premier League over his face, and Stephanie McMahon has the word Arsenal, Tottenham, Arsenal, Tottenham, Man United, Chelsea, Liverpool on it, and then Shane McMahon comes out with a Newcastle badge over his face.
Question 9, still all to play for. Who eliminated Shane McMahon from Survivor Series 2016?
2016,
my word.
Was it? Still won, because he was Team SmackDown, of course. Was it Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, Kevin Owens, or Chris Jericho?
Phil.
Which one am I thinking of that he was in?
I have no idea, but I'm going to go with Kevin Owens.
No, dear, that's wrong.
Which one am I thinking of, then? 2016 wasn't the one where it ended up being Triple H just messing around with it and Kurt Angle and Braun Strowman and all the spit all over his
face. No, that was 27.
So it was, oh, it was the one where it was like Ambrose. Oh, it was the one with, no, what's he called? Little pube.
Ellsworth.
Ellsworth, aye. What are the options?
Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, Kevin Owens, or Chris Jericho.
Roman Reigns. Wasn't it an absolute...
Yay!
Barbaric spear and he concussed himself.
TKO.
That was it.
He went to the I remember it now.
He caught him with a spear and he cracked his head off him, Matt.
The only time people were like, hey, hang on, Roman Reigns. You know what?
Hey, 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 hey. You all right?
Clary's in the lead. One question to go.
Here comes
all to play for on, officially, my favourite question of this quiz.
Excellent.
God bless this quiz.
And God bless the United States.
No more, I promise. Okay. Just, Phil, don't, you know.
Oh, my God.
Don't choke. Final question. Question 10. According to the internet again, yeah. Shane McMahon is the executive chairman of Ideanomics, which is like some electric car bollocks.
Adam, true.
No. But what is Ideanomics' CEO called?
Oh, my God. Wow.
Is it?
The real twist here, Phil, is when it's me.
Is it Alf Poor, Charles Broke, Earl Bust, or Oscar Skint?
Incredible. I believe all of them.
Phil.
I believe all of them.
I'm going to go for it. Earl won.
Earl Bust.
I was going to go Earl Bust.
No, dear, that's wrong.
Do you want the others? Yeah, please.
Thank you so much. Let me do repeat these. Earl Bust, obviously, was one of the options. Alf Poor, Charles Broke, or Oscar Skint?
Oscar Skint. Go on, Oscar Skint. Please be Oscar Skint.
No, dear, that's wrong.
I think Charles Broke.
It's Alf Poor.
Alf Poor.
So, yeah, you can probably tell, as I said, I couldn't find really many interesting facts, and I didn't want it to be like, you know, I've already done the how many views this bollocks got. God.
Hello, I'm Mr. Poor. Well, you're not going to believe this, that's Mr. Poor.
Alf Poor. So, if you'd have looked over about 2 minutes before we walked in here, I just had synonyms for poor open up on my laptop. I was like, Gary Destitute? No, I can't have that one. I like Oscar Skint.
You should have gone for Des to choose.
But that means, after all that, if my math's right, hang on. Did you win the quiz?
I won 3-2.
You won the quiz.
Well done to you, Adam Cleary, the winner of this week's quiz on the award-winning Wrestle Culture. Let us know how you get on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Well, actually, there you can follow all three of us. You can follow the winner of this week's quiz, Adam Cleary, at
Adam Cleary, C-L-E-R-Y. You can follow Phil Chambers at
Phil My Chambers. And you can follow Adam at
That's Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE, as I said. Make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts. Already out earlier on today. Our SmackDown preview, is Goldberg going to show up? Our Rampage preview, is Shane McMahon going to show up? And just the other day, we predicted the WrestleMania 38 card off the back of the Royal Rumble. So please do go and check that out. What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from. And you can leave us a review on there, just like I.A. Jones too. But for now, this has been Wrestle Culture. My thanks to Adam Cleary, to Phil Chambers. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon. Wrestle Culture is filmed in front of a live studio audience.
Wrestling. He's doing his Wordle.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.